Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. I don't know if I've ever asked you this before. If you could trade places with one of the Motown singers or acts, which one would you want to be with, band, or individual singer?
I'd be Melvin Franklin. And I'd say Merry Christmas from the Temptations. What?
I did not expect that. Was beautiful. That was beautiful, man. You're right. Actually, yeah.
That was the one I was hoping you said.
Man. Because we like, me as Lou Rawls and all that, he wasn't a Motown singer, but that deep voice. And the only of that entire record company. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Saturday morning, want to thank you. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. I had to throw that in there. And a shout out to everybody in Kennesaw. I left out Peachtree City last hour.
Peachtree City, yeah. Peachtree City. Well, I hope you go to Peachtree City. Hope you're going down Highway 85. You're not trying to go down Old National going to Fayette County that way. You don't want to. You can't go down Old National today.
And because
you got to go by Rick Ross's house.
if you see some farm animals on the highway,
yeah, man,
you know you're getting close.
You know, if you're going down into Fayette County, you want to go down Highway 85. You ain't trying to go.
You're going to Trillith for anything.
Yeah,
going out
there
at the movie studio, you got to deal with
that
traffic. And then nobody going to say nothing to him. Not just because he's Rick Ross. The people in the neighborhood have a fairly new.
They got to understand it, though.
They do.
He's brought some great things to folks down
there. Some older folks, some old money down there. Yeah. They're still holding their nose and dealing with it. But you got a brand new urgent care down there thanks to Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
So
he's been a good neighbor.
I'd be Michael.
He's a great neighbor. Right?
Yeah,
you'd be Michael.
Well,
Jackson.
Getting back to the Motown thing.
Would be Marvin Gaye.
No. I said I'd want to be Michael.
Okay.
You wanted to be Melvin Franklin.
Yeah.
I'd want to be Michael. I think I'd be in a long line of people who want to be Michael. But
no, David Ruffin.
No, Jimmy Ruffin.
Okay.
What becomes of a broken hearted?
One
of them early 45s my sister had.
Yeah.
But no, I never. I want to be Michael. I want to spin around and have a big afro and.
So you out there having fun with your brother.
Yeah.
And having fun.
Yeah, exactly. And my little sister. Sisters, I should say. Yeah, three sisters.
Mm-hmm, three.
Got to keep remembering that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sam and Greg, going into the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking with Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, going over the NBA Finals in a little bit. Also getting you set for today's matchups. Also want to remind you that I didn't get this out there last time. It was the casting call as far as jobs behind the camera. Sam talked about the carpentry that's going on out at Georgia State. Everything starts with Georgia.org, and I walk you through where to find those. those of you who want to get into the voiceover world, Garrett. Saw Garrett this past week.
Okay.
He went to dip his toe into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to help him get started with that, whether it's Bill Seller or Atlanta Voiceover Studio. So those of you that want to do that, just go to the casting call list. It is all there. All right, man.
Keeping up with the women's final of the French Open, Sabalenka took the first set 7-6. That first set looked like it was going to last forever. But when you got the two top players out there going at it, that's kind of the way it's supposed to go. Right now they're in the second set, and Coco is 3-1 in the second set. So right now it looks like they may be on the way to playing three sets for this women's final at the French. But keep an eye on it.
As we talk about – and the whole thing about the Motown stuff coming back was today was the day Berry Gordy started Tamla Records.
Okay.
Which turned into Motown. But he started Tamla Records. First one, back in the late 50s. Also,
I forget who Tamla was.
Pardon?
Tamla was a person.
Yes. Yes.
I forget.
I thought it was a singer he liked.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
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 And it wasn't a combination of people who some thought was part Tammy Terrell and some. No. It was, as you said, but we got to get that name there. But also, Sam, do you remember when this took place? In 1989, there was a vote in this city, and it was big news in Atlanta because.
Big news.
The Atlanta Fulton County Commission granted $210 million for a brand new stadium here in town. And it happened on this date, and it was for the Falcons.
Okay.
So that would be dome
for
money.
For the Georgia Dome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you remember when that, did you cover any of that?
No. I just remember they had approved for the place, and they were building it up, and they built it.
Yeah. It just, again, but this was all kind of.
And then they imploded it, and the MARTA bus drove by, and nobody could see it.
Well, they had it set.
And the MARTA bus drove away, and it was gone.
That's true. You know, one day gone, the next.
You know?
But, yeah, I mean, this was all kind of prepping for the Olympics, which were right around the corner. And so, and then the Braves took off right after that, too. So the Falcons got a stadium, but the Braves blew up starting that next year.
Yep.
In 1991. So, again, speaking of the Braves, what are they doing out in San Francisco? What are they doing on this road trip that is mind-boggling?
Just trying to – well, what they've done before that, because they just went on the road. Now, they were here till Thursday. They were here. That meltdown was out in Marietta. So they just took off to go out to San Francisco and to Milwaukee. So that's the thing that's frustrating, that this losing streak started at home. That's just the 11-10 win is just something that just
y'all keeps getting fixated on this one run losses. Yes, it makes you want to walk in traffic, but still, would you rather get beat by 5, 6, 7, 8 runs?
Yeah, but you know, the way that one went down, my goodness, man.
Yeah, you beat yourself up throughout the rest of the next day because if this ball went this way or if I'd have done this or whatever, you can dissect a one-run game all day long. You still lost. And I want this to change, but I'm saying when it comes to – and this is a sport I'm really familiar with. You got to really put those one-run losses behind you because it'll drive you crazy. Because it's no – you lose by 5 runs – it still is maddening, that especially for a team you believe you should beat. Then you start asking yourself, as Noel mentioned earlier, do we have all the right pieces here? How confident are we that these guys are going to catch magic in a bottle again? Do they have the right people who can keep them focused? And that's not always something you see between the white lines. It's something that happens on the bench. It's something that happens in the locker room.
That's true.
Who is that?
I don't know if it's any particular person right now. I mean, everybody's looking at in the mirror right now. Everybody's looking at the person in the mirror with this baseball team. And, you know, why it can't be consistent, why they can't break out. I mean, they felt like they were breaking out the last game against Arizona. They got off to a nice lead and, you know, and even had people chiming in on social media. Well, here we go. I think Chipper Jones even chimed because they got off to a nice lead in that game. So you're feeling good. You feel like it's going to turn things around. And even when you do that, it still falls off. So I don't know. Like I said earlier, the thing you draw from last night, even though you know your bullpen lets you down again, you know, you wild pitch, and the winning run comes in the 10th inning, and San Francisco wins at 5-4. You did get Craig Kimbrel. A lot of people were curious when the Braves were going to bring him up. Why don't they bring him up? They need some help in the bullpen. Can he play the same role that he played the last time he was here? Maybe not. to be your closer. That was 11 years ago. But, you know, he comes in and he gives you a solid inning. You know, that's what you wanted to see. You want to see, you know, he's been doing things to work his way up back to this level. And here he is, you know, with the team now. Maybe he's a good piece to add to the bullpen. That's a good thing. But what do you do to get to him right now? To get and then someone on the back end. Because right now you don't have any confidence in the back end of your bullpen. Your closer is, you know, has been ineffective. So those are things you didn't think you would have to deal with at this juncture of the season. But like I said, it's everything you don't plan for. And how do you make the adjustment? You know, you got Spencer Strider back, but he's not that Spencer Strider.
I'm telling you, I'm feeling more better about my absurd statement. It's not going to happen, but I would really like to see somebody just do something to shake things up. And you can still have Spencer Strider if you want him as a starter maybe next year. But take a page, because, you know, everybody goes back to what was with this team, the things that made them successful, whether it was 21 or back in the Bobby Cox years. And there are little intangibles that were in place that you can't replace. We talked earlier about Freddie. We talked earlier about, I mentioned Ron Washington, the importance of his voice not being there. But you don't know where you can go just cherry pick something that's going to turn things around. But you can maybe be creative. So maybe you don't want Spencer Strider coming back as a starter. You want him maybe coming back like we've seen before, a great starter, go to the bullpen. And John Smoltz became one of the top closers in baseball. So maybe if he's used that way to come back and then morph back into being a starter, which Smoltz did, if the other thing isn't working, why not try something new? You're still using them. You're not using them as much.
Hey, you know, the thing of it is, do you do that here in the middle of the season?
I don't. Oh,
yeah, and that's the other part of it. You know, how many more starts do you want to see from Strider before you say, okay, let's do something different?
Well, we got All-Star break coming up in a month or so, right? So we see what happens up to the All-Star break. And then he's going to get a little time to rest because he's not going to be a star. He's not going to be in the All-Star game this year. But we've seen pitchers come back every season, mid-season. Come back, and it takes them a minute to become who they were before the injury happened. Or that period of time that's happened since that last surgery. All right? Whatever it is with this guy, being a starter is one thing. But if you can get him for one or two innings to come out and just work his way back and be him where people aren't seeing him two and three times a game, they're just going up against him once, I think it's it's worth having a conversation about.
Could be. But right now, you just want something to turn something around for this team. Bryce Elder is going to get the ball today and going to be the starter for them out of San Francisco. What a time to go and play the San Francisco team. They're playing great baseball. They're two games back of the Dodgers out west. So you're not catching a break, by going that. We thought they had the break last weekend when the Red Sox came into town. They had been struggling. They dropped two out of three to them. And that's kind of the thing you thought about. Whoa, we're supposed to do something good at home. And, and then the D-backs come in and complete a sweep. So, you know, you just need to get some things going. And people talk about is that you need to hear a new voice. You know, we heard what Snitker has to say about the team. We heard some different things that have happened. And one player talking about he didn't know if he saw. Some people saying, you know, is he paying attention?
Yeah, the Kelnick thing.
You know, is that a sign of something? And you don't know what you do because he's been there. He's been a winner. He's got his World Series ring. Mm-hmm. He's done those things. And he's been a longtime part of this organization.
And he should stay as long as he wants to stay. But you're right. A voice does. And again, this is not that team that won. I mean, there's some elements of it. But it's a different team. With the leader who was on that team is gone.
Yep. With the leaders.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? One's in Chicago now. One's in L.A. So I mean, that's the other
two
part.
Two in L.A. Really?
Yeah, actually, yeah, two in L.A. You're talking about Ron Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep going back to that because again, when whatever Snitker doesn't do that keeps them focused, he picked up on it, and that's gone, and that's nothing to sneeze at. And so again.
And it's the same conversation we're having about the Lions. I mean, they lost a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, and we're wondering Is it going to look the same with these pieces?
We don't know yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same question.
We know what's happening with this Braves, though.
Right, but that was the question when Ron, at least for you and I, that was the question when Ron Washington decided to go to Los Angeles. It was like, okay, how does this affect this team?
And, but you know what's funny? I don't look at that the same in that you still have Campbell there, and, well.
No, you don't.
I'm getting.
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm
Campbell there.
Aaron Green.
You don't have the coordinators there. Now, is this the same situation where Kansas City lost Eric Bieniemy? You know what I mean? But they bounced back because they won since they lost Bellamy.
Right.
They won one, I think, since they lost Eric Bieniemy, Kansas City. All right. So this is
1-1.
This is, but that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. They're not losing a manager there. They're losing that voice, that person who kept things on track.
Right.
And that everybody respected whatever came out of his mouth. And that's the analogy, not so much what's going on with Detroit, but I say the Kansas City one is the one you want to take a page from because they came back and won. So if the Braves are going to be equal to that, they got to come back and do something with that voice that wasn't necessarily the captain of the ship, but a lieutenant that everybody kind of respected.
He's coming to town, by the way.
Yes?
July 1st.
Oh!
Angels will be here.
We get to see Mike Trout?
Yep.
Oh, hopefully. Joy.
Hopefully.
So exciting.
Well, hopefully he'll be in uniform.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that he's.
Ooh, so exciting.
Did you hear me?
Mike Trout. Can't wait. Woo!
Oh, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, June the 7th, and we got a family member joining us here. Ain't talked to him in a few weeks. It is Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone?
All right. Good morning, man.
We are doing well, and you should have heard what Noelle said earlier when talking about these finals that are going on. She said it like she just had this epiphany that Halliburton's kind of wearing on her. And she said
oh,
it.
I love to hear that.
He goes, he's, and you know how somebody says it, their voice goes up a little bit, and it's like they're almost kind of hesitant to say it, but they got to say it. Like, you know, he's kind of wearing on me. That's how she did it. How about yourself? Did you see this coming from this guy?
You know, I won't say that I saw this coming, but I have, over the past year, I'll say a year and a half, I've really become, I don't want to say a fan, but I really enjoy watching Tyrese Halliburton play ball. It's been one of those things, when the Pacers are in town, I'm looking forward to see if he plays. He didn't play in one of their matchups. I was a little disappointed. But I really love how he controls the floor out there. And I think the addition this season, at least, from him being on Team USA and playing around some other greats, and then, of course, being coached by Rick Carlisle, I've seen his game elevate from his time in Sacramento to where he is today as a Pacer. So I saw that the trajectory, you know, rising and seeing the possibilities of him being a superstar in the league, but I did not see, I'll say, what's been his run so far currently in these playoffs. I didn't see that coming so soon.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, and I'm going to let Sam jump in here in a second, but I feel like the way he's playing and the comfort that he feels taking that shot at the end of games that we have seen is because of the coach he has. And this guy, he's coaching in a way that he's like, you know, I'm going to do what I do. I'm not so pent up. I got a championship, and I'm feeling good about where I am. This team respects me. And I think Rick Carlisle being there is why we've seen what we've seen from all the team. Yeah, all the players on the team, but specifically Halliburton and how confident he's felt at the end of games taking that shot and being that guy.
No, I would agree with you 100% there. I would certainly agree with you 100% there.
So anytime on the waitforit.com hotline with Terrell Thomas, always great to catch up with him. And he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. All right, where are we at with this series? Because the first game, it looked for all the game that OKC was going to win it. You know, Indiana ends up stealing it. Where do they go for the second game now? And how does OKC rebound from that?
You know, it's funny because I really didn't think OKC came out too dominant in game one. I saw it more so. I'll say they capitalized off a few mistakes. Shea, of course, was Shea and had a great game. But I thought that Indiana was giving away a lot of possessions. I believe they had over 20 turnovers in that game. They just seemed to be uncomfortable in that first half. They seemed to be slightly nervous to a degree. Obi Toppin was out there turning the ball over. Halliburton was turning the ball over. They were taking some untimely shots. So if they can pick up, if the Pacers can pick up the intensity in which they played with and the strategies in which they played with in game two, in game one, in the second half, in the beginning, and fully through game two on Sunday, I honestly think the Thunder could be down 0-2 going into this series, going into Indiana. I predicted that the Pacers will win this game, will win this series in seven to begin the finals. I like the Pacers to win. I did not expect them to win game one, though, to be completely honest with you. I thought Rick Carlisle would make some adjustments in game two, and the Pacers would even the series up 1-1. But after seeing game one, and again, just all the mistakes Indiana made and how the Thunder came out, they're still a young team, even though they have been dominant all season. They're a very young team. I think Indiana can take a very commanding lead if they come out and play the ball. I think they're capable of playing on Sunday.
And OKC gets somebody else to come along with SGA. It seems like, you know, he was able to do pretty much what he wanted to, but having to get that second or third person to get on board with him, he's going to have that if they want to get, like you said, if they want to have a chance to split this series up before they change venues.
I think it would have to be Jalen Williams. And I will say I was pleased. He was very aggressive in game one, especially in the first half. He just wasn't making the shots he was taking. He was taking three-point shots. He was shooting shots from the mid-range game right around the foul line. They just weren't going in. When you get a performance like you did from Lu Dort, who hit five threes in the game, someone who's not necessarily a scorer for them, but he came out to play, I think it has to either be Williams or Holmgren. I haven't seen a lot really offensively from Holmgren. He's been kind of quiet. He's that third guy, that third wheel on this team, but he has the potential to be a 25 to 30-point scorer in this league. I just haven't seen that aggression from him. So I think it initially would have to be Williams, but if not Williams, Holmgren has to give them more than 8 to 9 points in this series.
Didn't the Denver Nuggets beat these dudes by like 30, 40 points or something in one of the games? And then what happened after? Who beat them? Oklahoma City. Was it Denver?
No, it was
Minnesota.
Ant-Man.
They beat them bad. That was after Ant-Man caught a bunch of stuff. They went out the next game, and then they took care of it, and then what happened? So I'm not worried about what happened in game one against this Oklahoma City team, because what I have seen is how they regroup. I have seen how they make the adjustments. And it's tactical. It is surgeon-like. And it is precise. And that's what I'm thinking is going to happen in game two and moving forward. I think Indiana, to make this a 5 or 6 game series, had to do what they do and win that first game. But the adjustments that this team has shown to make is why I'm still laying my money on what happens, you know, moving forward. And I see no more than 6 games, tops.
Whoa.
But probably 5. I wouldn't be surprised.
Whew.
I would not be surprised. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Shocking stuff around
the
league.
That's not really going on that big of a limb. It really isn't, because we've seen these guys do it. Until they don't, I'm. All right, I'll be fair. 6 games.
All right.
Terrell?
Terrell, you're an East Coast guy. And, you know, you're Philadelphia. But thoughts about what happened up the road up in New York this week? And were you in any way, did you see that coming?
I did, actually. I did see that coming. I was not surprised at all, even on how that series wrapped up, because I thought Indiana would beat New York. I will say that. Did I think that Coach Tibbs would be fired and we see that explosion take place? I did not. I'm still pretty shocked from there. I don't see a coach coming in immediately who is going to make the offensive impact in which I believe the Knicks want. Now, I've heard a few here and there. The Knicks will ask to speak to Jason Kidd. They'll ask to speak to Coach Spo. The people that they potentially may ask to speak to, I don't see them getting permission to speak to, and I don't see them leaving the situations in which they're in. I kind of felt bad for Coach Tibbs. Now, it's funny to say you feel bad for a guy who's still guaranteed $30 million.
Yeah, really.
You know? But from a coaching standpoint, I will say we know that Coach Tibbs is a defensive minded coach. We know that, and the Knicks did not give him defensive minded players. You look at Josh Hart. I feel like Josh Hart and to a degree OG, are the only two defensive minded players on his team. It's hard when your two best players and Jalen Brunson, who is a phenomenal offensive talent, and Cat, who is a phenomenal offensive talent, are your weakest defensive players out there. They're most liabilities and impact players out there. So I can understand the Knicks wanting to go into an offensive set now because they have, you know, this great offensive talent. But I was very surprised that they got rid of Coach Tibbs in the manner in which they did.
I hope they just tank moving forward. I really?
Because
there's no way in the world they should have got rid. I'm saying that because they deserve what they get now. This is all on World Wide West, and this is all on James Dolan. They're the ones who gave him the team. Now, you could also say that with the exception of a couple bounces here and there, and if these guys play a little bit more defense, they win that game one. And Halliburton's shot that went up in the air like Harlem Globetrotters and went back in,
right.
If that doesn't happen, it's an entirely different series. We know that. But the fact that they made this move at the end when everything that was going on, and of course, remember they made him use his bench in that game before then just to show him, but it was an indictment on what the moves that they made. And so for me, until World Wide West gets out there and falls on the sword, you're just going to figure it's him and James Dolan doing whatever they want to do with that team. Everybody else be damned. And we know you're going to fill up Madison Square Garden.
They will do that.
You know they're going to fill it up, right? Because that's the only recourse you have as fans of that team. And they're not going to do that because it's the place to be seen, right? They're trying to make it like a Lakers game. Well, never going to be that. Anyway, Terrell, I'm sorry. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Let's talk about some of the other things going on in the NBA. Other than these finals, what's got your attention? What are you looking for as far as a story after these finals end, in far as movement or what the NBA should be doing? We had talk about the All-Star Game weekend and decisions being made about that this weekend. What's got your attention?
For me, honestly, it's going to be where does Giannis Antetokounmpo end up during this offseason? It's a lot of talk, you know, going around there with Giannis and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is another guy who may be on the move, but more so Giannis is who I have my attention on because our beloved Atlanta Hawks have, you know, their name has been out there for both of these guys, for Kevin Durant and for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis has mentioned that if he does move and his time is up in Milwaukee, he wants to stay on the East. He wants to stay in the Eastern Conference. So you look at teams like Toronto, you look at the Brooklyn Nets, who have a lot of assets and can make a move for him. And then you look at our Atlanta Hawks, who also have a lot of assets, a lot of young talent who can make a move to possibly bring in a superstar like Giannis or Kevin Durant. Me, I would go after Giannis, a younger player, a more dominant player at this phase of his career. But even having a guy like Kevin Durant here would be an addition for Trae Young, who's really never played with an all-star on his team. So the movement that will take place, I'll say, this offseason will be really what I'm looking forward to. You did mention the new all-star format as far as Team USA versus the world. That'll be an interesting thing in itself as well because if you look at the world, there were only about six European players who were actually all-stars this year. So you had a few members of Team Canada, of course, with Shea being there. But it'll be interesting to see how the NBA actually shapes out of the world roster. Will it be all stars, will guys be invited who may have been Olympians or former Olympians? So that'll be certainly something to watch, but it'll definitely be the free agent or the trade possibilities of Kevin Durant and Giannis being on the move.
Well, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great catching up with Terrell Thomas, talking some NBA, and we'll see what happens, you know, with the Hawks. And, you know, we got to find out who's going to be driving the boat right now. Made permanent the interim the tag off that. And I think that's something that you got to get that settled before you really pursue anyone else that want to come in for the team. So we watch for that.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that. You know, it's funny, we didn't mention, you remember Max when he was producing our show? You were on with us then, Terrell. He's down in Orlando
indeed.
He mentioned that Orlando might be a landing spot for Giannis. And so you got to keep an eye because Orlando's, you know, they're on the come up. So you never know. Listen, I'm going to end with this note. We've been talking basketball. This will make you all kind of pause for a second. Happy 50th birthday today, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, how about that?
The answer, the Philly legend. That's a heck of a way to end the segment, sir.
That's for you, Terrell. All right, there you go. Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Terrell.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen. Noel, have a great weekend. Talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, soon.
There you go. 50 years old, the answer. Ning Monday, we just all getting old. It's Sam and Greg. We're going to get you set for today's matchups up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's radio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 a game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Looked up and saw Alfonso Rubino there, and we speculated earlier in the show that there are few TV stars in the history of the medium that are more beloved than Carlton from A Fresh Prince. And so the guy will never be able to be a major movie star because he cannot be seen as anything other than Carlton by many people. That's a shame.
At least he got past Silver Spoons.
Pardon me?
At least he got past Silver Spoons.
Okay, but that don't help now. I mean, you think about the people who landed on TV and became famous, and then how long did it take them to become a movie star as they attempted to? And, like, I go back and start with Saint Elsewhere and Denzel.
Movie star lane.
Sorry?
I don't think he had a movie star lane.
Well, we don't know that. Did you see that for Will Smith? See, I didn't see that right away.
It didn't happen.
I'm sorry?
We kind of do know because it didn't happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
He didn't become a movie star.
Will Smith?
No. Alfonso Roberto.
No, I get that. I was saying Will Smith. I didn't see that when he was on Fresh Prince either. Initially, I didn't see that he would be a movie star. Because he was, you know, first of all, think about, you know, rappers and becoming movie stars. And, I mean, he jumped over a lot of hurdles. So I just didn't see that. But anyway, getting back to the point, this guy created a character that, much like Fonzie and other ones, that character, that actor, couldn't go on and play something else. And if it did, it took Henry Winkler 20 years.
Oh, it's hard.
You know, he was a producer and made a bunch of money doing stuff. Anyway, that's not why you called. We got John Fricke coming up top of the hour.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Now, we still have the French Open final lot.
They're
and this
going
is
on now. Coco is up 3-1 in the third set. But they're, you know, it's 40-40 in this game. Game four, this is a pivotal game. Sabalenka going to turn this thing back in her direction.
All right.
It's been fun to watch. A great match. And it's still not done. Still not done.
Not yet.
Yeah, big time.
I want to thank the guests that we have had on today. I want to make sure Adam Alexander, who's going to be on a couple networks today. It'll be on Prime and CW. But the race is up in Michigan before Michigan. NASCAR goes down to Mexico next week.
And he's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, he is.
Of course, Echo Park Speedway. That's where we are now.
You got to tell everybody what that
AMS.
Is AMS.
That is that Atlanta Motor Speedway has a new title got this week. Echo Park. And, of course, Echo Park where you have the previously owned vehicles. So, can you go to the race and drive home in a different vehicle? You might be able to. You may be able to. They may have a little chaos set up there where you can order one when the race starts, and by the end of the race, they deliver it to you there. I don't know if they do that or not.
You're worse than me.
We'll find out next week.
We'll find out. We'll ask Brandon Hutchinson.
Brandon Hutchinson will be here next week. He's still at what has been Atlanta Motor Speedway, and he'll going to talk about the deal that's coming up next week.
You know what I know is going to happen? I hope it's okay for me to talk about this, but I know that Atlanta Motor Speedway, like all the venues here, the sporting venues, they open their doors and arms to those people who don't get a chance to go and enjoy this on a regular basis, like most of us. And I think there will be a number of people from the New Children's Hospital going out to that Friday race.
Okay.
And they're going to welcome them out there, the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital.
That'll be fantastic.
So that would be. And as I understand it.
They will have a fantastic time.
Yeah, they will. And they will be taken aback by the noise when they get out there. It's what everybody says. The first time they go to a NASCAR race, when they hear those cars go by, they didn't expect it to be like it is. And it just, it wakes you up in a way that you never experienced. Also want to mention Karen Pestana, thank her, getting us set for this match going on right now and then tomorrow's final in the French Open. Golfer Jackson Buchanan, that was a fun conversation. We finally got to him. He is from Decula. He qualified for the U.S. Open. And just talking about
he said he's going to see Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, he is. And he's hoping he doesn't sound like Ralph Kramden. You know, he's just, you know, he said he talked to him once before and he doesn't remember what he said or how it came out. But that's his guy. Rick Limpert, getting you set for why? Let's drive everybody to this website again. Rick Limpert.
Just follow him on social media at Rick Roswell. At Rick Roswell. And he can direct you out to get to some of the great things that he mentioned with us today. And he's getting set for the world, table tennis?
Table tennis out in Vegas.
We'll check in with him when that comes to town. That sounds like a big show that's coming out to Vegas.
But he brought on Father's Day gifts today. And, of course, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. We didn't ask him about Selah or Mello.
Yeah, Selah was at some camp this week because I asked him about the thing that I went to the scoreboard camp because I know she's interested in sports media and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he said, nah, she's at another camp. I think for volleyball. I think she was at a camp for volleyball this week. Got a couple of notes. Remember that the the Black College Football Hall of Fame is in town. And they're going to have their new inductees tonight. So shout out to our former colleague and our friend Hugh Douglas, who was in town for that. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame several years ago, but he's here for the new inductees this week. Speaking of HBCUs, a couple of game announcements. There will be another game played here in Atlanta. It was announced this week that the Florida A&M Mississippi Valley game will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on October 4th. So Florida A&M Rattlers will be coming to Atlanta to play a game. And those two coaches now are former Florida State players who are now coaching there. James Colsey is a coach at Florida A&M, and Terrell Buckley, who was a big standout at Florida State, is coaching Mississippi Valley. So those guys will be coaching. And speaking of guys who are former teammates to coach, the game between Delaware State and Norfolk State has been moved to Philadelphia. It's going to be played there at the home of the Eagles this year. So an HBCU game there, obviously with Deshaun Jackson, Michael Vick having played for the Eagles, mm-hmm. That's going to be a deal to have that game being played in Philadelphia. That was announced this week.
Now, was last Saturday their last game, or they got one more Georgia Tech I'm talking about? Because
baseball?
Yeah.
No, they're done.
So that was the last one, and last one for Danny Hall.
Yeah.
And let's take a second and acknowledge his career and what he's done. And you know, it ain't going to happen, but I wouldn't mind seeing him put on a Braves uniform. You know, if Snickers decides to exit stage left, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of other people out there that want that job. But, you know, you talk about a voice that's immediately respected. That's one.
You'll see.
But we will see what happens with that. Want to take a second and talk about a guy I know you know better than me. In fact, I don't know him at all, but I know him because he comes into my home and has come into my home for years. That's ESPN's Jay Harris. And the news came down this past week that he he's dealing with cancer.
He's dealing with prostate cancer. He announced that. I think he has a surgery coming next Tuesday. And he made this announcement. And someone that we know has been a friend of the show. He's in town always for the Celebration Bowl. He usually comes to town for that. And usually during that time, he'll spend some time with us. And so our thoughts and our good wishes to Jay as he has that surgery and fights his battle. So we send in some thoughts and prayers up his way.
Is he somebody you knew or just met a few times?
I've known for some time, for as long as, you know, because he lived and worked in the Norfolk area. He's an Old Dominion grad before he came up to ESPN. So I've just known him since that time. And we just kept in touch and always know I'm going to see him when we have the game here in town. And so, you know, we hope that all goes well and that we get to see him this fall when the game comes back in December.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shut down that L.A. office, and one of the other people who has moved on is a guy we tried to get on the show, and we're still working on, Stan Barrett.
Yep. And he doesn't seem to be bothered about it.
You know, some he had no problem with it?
Yeah, I think he may have found something that he will do out in L.A. I think he's adjusted to that life out there. And so L.A. is one of those places, if you can adjust to the life, the living out there, the pace of it, the traffic, the congestion, and everything else that goes on with the place. And I know what people say the same thing about us here in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's different.
Well, I would say it because they had to deal with it for a whole lot longer out there than we've had here.
L.A. traffic would probably be the worst. I would say second to that, that's just me, is Chicago.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And you got a city with three sides.
Yeah.
Okay. So just like, you know, everything in LA kind of goes up to a certain point, and then you got the ocean. But here's how you know and how I know. I've been to LA before. I have been to New York before. Now, not many people drive in New York anyway.
No.
Manhattan, at least. But when you're in Chicago, and if you have the TV on or radio on, they give traffic reports at midnight. At midnight, there are traffic reports.
Okay.
I don't hear that anywhere else. So that's how I know I'm in a city with a lot of traffic, with a lot of crazy people, 11 million folks.
Well, I think that's because of that. But I think L.A. and Atlanta have stand in their own lane because of where the public transportation doesn't take you. The public transportation in Chicago can get you places. There are places that it don't take you here, and there are definitely places it doesn't take you. As a matter of fact, I saw they opened a new rail line just to get people out to the airport in L.A. It's brand new, and they just opened it.
Well,
you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's
it's not that they won't do it there. There's a bit of a difference between L.A. public transportation and here. I ain't got to worry about sitting on this car and having an earthquake happen while I'm going through a subway or anything like that.
And all those type things probably have to go into the equation when they figure to build something like that out there. You know, so, yeah. But I think because Atlanta and L.A. don't have the infrastructure with the public transportation to get you everywhere you want to go, and that puts us in a different lane from places like New York and Chicago.
What do these guys do today, Braves? Got a 4:05 first pitch out in San Francisco. And, I mean, let's see some early runs.
Do you do some things with your lineup? Do you do some – you know, what else can you do with this lineup? You know, you shuffled the lineup. You've done some good things. You got an addition when you got Ronald Acuña Jr. back in your lineup up at the top of the order. And, man, he's seeing ball, hitting ball. He is, you know, coming back the way you want to see him. You know, come back and ready to contribute. You just want to see it to be that spark for the rest of the order. You know, that's the old thing. You want it to be something that does that. And for whatever reason, it hasn't clicked to the point that you can sustain some wins. You want to see this bullpen, want to see a couple of more people in the bullpen stand up and say, okay, I'm going to be this guy. I'm coming in. I'm going to give you a solid 2 innings. I'm going to give you a solid, you know, 3 innings or whatever. If that starter breaks down, you got to get some of that with this team. You know, and that's where we're at right now.
Well, we will see the again. They're out in San Francisco, 4:05 first pitch. Any thoughts on tomorrow night's game two of the NBA Finals?
Like I said, I think OKC finds a way to even up the series. I think they do. If they don't, they're in big trouble going back to Indiana.
Yeah, they are.
You know, so I think OKC finds a way to balance it and by getting the win. You know what it started. This is something else. As I said, I'm usually not a hurry-up football person.
Yeah.
But this week and this weekend is the start of something that, back in the day, I used to watch and say, like, all right, because that's the thing to let you know that you're getting close to training camp. Canadian Football League started this week.
I never could get into that.
But you know what? You know,
why does it feel different?
I'm just saying when it would come on.
Okay, I got you.
You'd say, oh, man, they're playing ball in Canada. We're getting closer,
well,
you know.
Toronto Aronets, right, or whatever.
You know, right. Well, when back in the day, you tuned in to see, right. to see Warren Moon. You know,
okay.
you tuned in to see him in Edmonton. That's what got me watching Edmonton, you know, watching Canadian football.
I'll tell you what got me there, because he left the Bears and went back for a minute, or did he come from there to go to the Bears? Doug Flutie.
Oh, he went Bears, went up there, and then he came back with Buffalo. You know, but
that was the only thing I cared about up there to see what was going on.
Yeah.
I just, okay.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Warren Moon, to see that dude out there lighting it up, you're like, man, who is that guy? What are you in? And then he comes to Houston, right? And you've seen him on there. So,
right.
I go back to that. But just that when you would see Canadian Football League, he says, okay, it's not the NFL, but you know we're getting close. Like I said, I try not to be a hurry-up football person. But the way our baseball and our soccer season are going I'm about to get there.
Getting to hear Chris Berman do his bad French impressions and all that stuff.
Doing
Canadian football. You cannot get out of here, Sam.
Yep.
Without giving us your thoughts on the finals. Who's going to win the women's and who's going to win the men's?
I'm hoping our home folks can win that one, and then Alcaraz will win tomorrow. We hope, and that journalism wins today. Up at the Belmont.
I don't really care.
But Sovereignty's back. It's going to be the Kentucky Derby winner against the Preakness
they
winner.
They screwed things up and should have run them in the Preakness and messed it up.
They're back. Today is the rubber match.
Did you put some money on journalism?
No, I still got time.
You better hurry up.
They're not racing at Belmont Park. They're at Saratoga.
John Fricke has got right around the corner. For the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We'll be back next Saturday. Noel, thank you, thank you, thank you. She really did a great job today, man. Helping us. We had some moving parts, and she brought it all together. So I want to thank her for that. For the rest of you, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll be back next week at Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.